Welcome back, Tiff. I'm Calm Professional Female, and today we're focusing on a skill that can transform almost any subject: communicating an idea clearly, thoughtfully, and in a way that keeps people interested. Clarity is not about making every idea simple. It is about guiding someone through complexity without leaving them behind. An engaging explanation gives the listener a reason to care, builds each point in a sensible order, and uses examples that make abstract ideas feel real. A thoughtful explanation goes one step further. It helps the listener understand not only what something means, but why it matters and how it can be used. Think about the difference between receiving a pile of puzzle pieces and being shown how those pieces fit together. The information may be identical, but the experience is completely different. Good teaching creates the second experience. It gives each idea a place, connects it to what came before, and allows enough breathing room for understanding to develop. Throughout this course, we'll explore practical ways to speak and teach with purpose. We'll consider how to identify one central lesson, remove distractions, choose useful examples, vary pace and tone, and repeat important points without sounding repetitive. We'll also look at the role of curiosity. When listeners are invited to predict, compare, question, or imagine, they become active participants rather than passive recipients. None of this requires dramatic performance or complicated language. In fact, the strongest explanation is often direct and natural. It might begin with a familiar situation, introduce one meaningful question, and then move carefully from what the listener already knows toward something new. A well-placed pause can help an idea land. A concrete story can make it memorable. A clear summary can turn scattered details into a lesson someone can carry away. As you listen, consider your own experience. Recall a person who once explained something so well that confusion suddenly became understanding. What exactly did that person do? And how might you bring the same quality to the next idea you want someone else to understand?